Hey everyone, it's Titleist again from Ferocious Inspiration. It's about 5:21 a.m. in the morning, and I've been playing the Warlords of Draenor expansion for maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours now. Seems to be rolling about as expected. Some quest glitches that are happening, and some server lag, disconnects, whatnot. So it's kind of par for the course at this point. Kind of tired. Not really feeling it yet. I'm sure I will. I'm not quite to 91 yet. It does appear to be a grind. So that will be fun. A couple things just to touch on here briefly. The quest to watch your garrison be created, it's called Establish Your Garrison. It is broken to hell right now, and everyone seems to be clamoring to the forums and on Twitter, trying to have some kind of input and urge Blizzard to fix it. Apparently there's some object, like a survey spyglass that you have to interact with. And then you get a cutscene, I'm assuming, to watch your garrison be built. And right now, there's literally 1,000 people standing on top of this, maybe more. And obviously, no one can target it and interact with it. It's an item. And they've tried to hotfix it. They had to roll that back. They are going to try again. I was just disconnected a minute ago and thought that I'd pop on and record a little bit of this while I'm waiting. I'm assuming there's a disconnect for a patch. I don't know. Other than that, it's what you'd expect on expansion launch day. Things are loading slow. You are running towards an item, and you're like, great, I'm the only one here. And then all of a sudden, 50 other people zone in at the same time with you, and you're waiting for, 5 minutes to click on the item. So nothing that I'm too concerned with. It's just par for the course as far as I'm concerned for expansion day leveling. You just kind of have to put up with it and go from there. So I'm going to try to pop on here and do a couple little segments here or there for my first day of leveling. And I'll wrap it up when I hit 24 hours. And that will be episode 2. So more to come if you're out there leveling 2. My sympathies are with you, but you knew what you were getting into. So we'll talk to you guys in a bit. I've survived. Well, so far. It's Titleist again, wrapping up my day 1 Warlords of Draenor leveling experience. Whew, it's been an emotional roller coaster. I laughed. I cried. I went into the fetal position and rocked myself to a nap. And came back for more. So, as a recap, I guess I'll talk about what I liked and what I didn't like. Impressions-wise, garrisons are awesome. There's really no denying it. Garrisons, player housing, it's great. It's fun. You get this big area that's all yours. There's no one else there. You kind of feel like it's, you have some kind of ownership stake in it. It's great. It's awesome. For leveling, they introduced this bonus objective where you'll go to an area and you'll do these bonus objectives, and it rewards you very handsomely. We're talking somewhere like 70,000 experience, whereas an average quest is anywhere from 12 to 15,000. And these quests are not difficult. It's kill 10 of these guys and click on 5 of these, and bam, 70,000 experience. It's pretty impressive. In fact, so much so that I don't even consider them bonus objectives. I actually consider them my main objective in a zone. And I'll do whatever I can to hit those areas first for the experience. So bonus objectives are great. I like that. I don't want to see that change at all. Keep it going. Perks. Perks are interesting. You get every 92, 94, 96, 98, you get a perk, which boosts an ability that you already have currently. It's random, so I like the idea because you don't get talents anymore, so it's nice to have some kind of reward for leveling. I think that's great. The downside is they're not always well thought out. For instance, I'm leveling my warlock. I'm leveling Demonology, and the first perk that I got was Drain Life. Okay, is Drain Life a good spell to use for a Warlock? Sure. Probably better used by Affliction. Not really in my rotation. My filler spell is Shadow Bolt, so I don't really use that at all. Now, I am trying to rotate that in place of Shadow Bolt, just to see if that'll work, but still, doesn't feel like a really fleshed out idea for a perk. But, you know, hey, I'm not going to complain too much about it. Dungeons. I've done 3 of them so far, and they're okay. They're nothing great. They're a decent amount of experience. They're fun. It seems like a burn fest. I always remember doing dungeons and other expansions, and the first couple times you're doing them, you still have to absorb the mechanics, and people are just nuking these bosses, so not a whole lot to it. Leveling speed. Leveling speed seems to be good. It's at a good pace. I won't talk about the numbers yet. I'll talk about that later on. But the leveling speed I've been happy with. I feel like it's a good pace. It's not too fast. It's not too slow. So I'm good with that. And it seems like everything is solo. Solo leveling, which I'm okay with too. I do instances and raids for a group thing, so I'm not too concerned about that. Top disappointments. By far, the biggest disappointment is the disconnects and the lag. Blizzard's been doing this for a long time, and I don't want to get on the bandwagon of, oh, I hate you, Blizzard, you should have known this, but let's be real. They should have known this. It's not hard to stress test the PTR or the beta, dropping the power on it. If you don't have the volume in terms of connections, you know, do something else to kind of simulate that. It's not hard to simulate a stress test. They should have known that this was going to be an issue, and I'm prepared for it better. The lag is really annoying. I'd almost rather just get disconnected. I hate lag. Just disconnect me. I don't want to have to be running in place at mount speed because it hasn't caught up to the animation of getting on my mount. I hate that. Just get rid of that. I don't need to see that. Just disconnect me. I'll go take a nap. Queue times. They've been pretty hefty. I'd like to see that speed up a little bit. That would be nice. Obviously, I know that they're kind of at the mercy of who's queuing, so I guess I can't complain too much about that, but, you know, it is what it is. Perks, kind of disappointed. I talked a little bit about this on my, what I was happy with, but still, perks don't really feel like they're 100% fleshed out yet. I like the idea of saying they're random. Maybe they should have not done random. Maybe that would have helped them pick better talents. Because, like I said, I got a Drain Life, and right now that's pretty much worthless to me. But maybe later on in the rotation, it would be better. So then if they tailored it to be my third, my 96 or my 98, maybe that would have been a little bit better. Disappointment with the dungeons, and this is a big one for me. The gear in there is, I'm seeing it cap out at 530 and 550 eye level. So if you've done any kind of raiding at all, in MOP, none of the gear matters to you. You don't even care. So if you're not in there for the gear and the experience is just okay compared to the queue times, then what else would you be in there for? Dungeon quests. There are none. There are no dungeon quests. I leveled a lot in MOP where I'd pick up the quests and I'd go do the dungeon and then I'd do some questing. There's no dungeon quest. So if you're not there for the gear and you're not there for the quest experience, you're just there for the regular experience and it doesn't seem like it's rewarding enough. And after I queue once or twice, I'm done. I don't really care. Now, when it comes to your leveling style, there's really no choice. You have to do quests. You can't PvP. You can't just hump dungeons. You can't do other things. And I guess that lends itself to this whole phasing to unlock it all. But it's still kind of, I feel like Blizzard's big thing was choice. We want to give you a choice how you want to level, and now they're saying, well, okay, as long as you pick what we think that you should pick. Another big disappointment for me is issues with quests, and there's been a few of them that have actually stopped me for a good half hour for the mechanics of the quest. One is a Gron quest, which I'm sure if you're leveling, you've felt the pain, where there's these big Grons that you have to release, and you have to wait for these NPCs, these hostile NPCs, to spawn and then chain him, and then you let him go. Well, everyone just kills the NPCs, or they aggro them. Once you aggro them, you really have to kill it, unless you run way the hell away. So people are just waiting and waiting and waiting, and there's just massive pools of people, and it's very indicative of a problem. I get it, you know, it's not a typical quest, fine. But if you have massive groups of people that are waiting for a half an hour to finish a quest, there's something there that needs to be addressed. Another big one is when you go to watch your garrison be built, you had to click on a spyglass. Well, there was about 1,000 people on top of the spyglass. There was no way you could have clicked on it. They finally hotfix it, so you just need to walk up, and then the animation starts. But stuff like that, they should have known. They should have said, oh, yeah, hey, we're going to have 1,000 people jammed into this zone trying to click on a goddamn spyglass. Maybe we should change that. And that's another thing that bothers me. They should have known. So, all right, well, I'm going to get down off my soapbox and stop bitching to Blizzard, because what the hell, you know, they make a great game and I enjoy it. I want to talk about my wish list. And I just start penning stuff down on my Surface about what I'd like to see. And I talked to some guys in my guild that I play with and said, hey, guys, what do you want to see? And they said a couple things I thought were brilliant. So I'd like to see, and this is going to be really boring, I'd like to see dungeon quests, and I'd like to see better gear. You can completely bump that eye level. You don't have to keep the gear at level 95 dungeons lower than regular raiding at level 90. The scaling is horrible. So get some quests in there. Even time into the zones if you want, so you don't pick them up in there. But just do quests, change the gear. I'd like to see better stability. Blizzard makes so much money, and you know, we always joke at work, like, you have one job, and you drop the ball. Like, keep the servers up, keep them stable, keep things going. It's not hard to do. Think through and say, hey, what could happen? You know, don't plan and be like, oh, well, I'm going to think, you know, 500 people are going to log on, and then, oh, actually, it's double that. It's 1,000 people, and then, oh, shit, we've got DDoS attacks on top of that. Think it out. Be like, hey, I think there's going to be 1,000. Let's stress test it for 2,000, maybe 3,000, and let's plan for an attack. Do those things, and I don't think they did that. I'd like to see it. Now, the big thing on my wish list that this thing would be awesome, and this was suggested to me by a friend of mine, and he's in my guild. He wants to see an iPad Garrison app so that you can check your followers, collect their missions, send them out on missions. I think that's fucking brilliant to say. I mean, think about it. It is a mini game. Like, oh, hey, go do this, go do that. I'm going to check in. Oh, I got some experience. Oh, cool. That's perfect. Throw it into the Mobile Armory app. Make an iPad version of it. That would be awesome. I think you'd see a lot of participation, and it'd really be bringing people into it. All right, goals for the rest of my time here leveling. 95 currently. Went from 90 to 95 today. And I'm hoping to hit 98 tomorrow. And then 100 by Saturday morning. Those are my short-term goals for this. And at a glance, I've spent the last 22 hours playing. You can probably hear it in my voice. I probably sound tired as hell. 22 hours playing. I got 4 hours of rest, kind of split up into one-hour increments. I had an hour when I went and got some food. So basically, at the end of the day, 17 hours of leveling, 5 levels, about 29% of a level per hour. So not bad. Takes about 3 hours to get a level. That's kind of right off the bat. I was kind of shooting from the hip. I think it's going to be about 3 hours a level. So after having said nearly nothing, that'll do it for me today. Once again, this is Titleist from Ferocious Inspiration. Happy leveling. We'll see you in Azeroth.